that you may spend what you get on you. And the Lord said, this is what creates the fighting, the quarreling, and the murder. And, you know, this last week, social media and cell phones, the images and the videos, live videos of a man in Minneapolis and one in Baton Rouge being killed in front of us. I watched that video again this morning because I wanted it in my heart. I wanted it to sensitize me of that young man that was sitting in the passenger seat of his car and the police officer shot him 4 times. And listen, I know there's people that have been putting up on social media, as great as it is, it can be the hardest thing too. These rap sheets of these individuals and others who have been murdered. That doesn't excuse anybody for taking a life. And I just want to publicly say here today that I am thankful for the police in our city, in our county, and in our region. Thank God that these men and women that protect you and I every single day that we live and breathe in this region, they have used restraint, wisdom, and I thank God for them. And you ought to bless them when you see them. You should do that. I happen to be friends with a guy on Facebook that I'm disturbed over. He's an African-American guy, and I'm going to go see him. He's got a picture, and he's promoting hatred, and it's not right. It's not right. And injustice in every level is wrong. Every level. And then the retribution of a man taking the lives of police officers in Texas. Stay with me, Rufus. I need you. That's not right. It's wrong. And we need to pray against such things. And we need to stand together and lock arms together. I'm going to give you a little illustration at the end of today. Proverbs 11:11. So we opened up the church this week one day for prayer. I just was feeling it. I opened it up. I did a little live video. Somebody wrote to me, they said, would you have opened up the church if it wasn't for those 5 police officers that were killed? Would you have opened it up just for the other 2 men that were killed? And if you'd watched the video, I did make mention of that, as I am here today. My heart goes out for them, their families. I've lost family members. I did a funeral for a 20-year-old boy a few weeks ago. I've done those things before. I don't like that. And I don't care if the person brings it on himself or not. The family is left. They're reeling. They're broken. They're hurting. And it just influences and hurts a community. Not just a family, a whole community. And the church of the living God is that vehicle that brings the love and the hope to the nation and to a city and to a society. Proverbs 11:11 says, upright citizens are good for a city and make it prosper, but the talk of the wicked tears it apart. Some of you need to write that down. You need to memorize that. The talk of the wicked tears the city apart. Jeremiah 29:7 says, all seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I carried you into exile. God is saying that even though the city where you were set off to, and many people, I despise when I hear people, I can't wait to get out of here. Oh my God, this is the worst place in the world. Really? God says, seek the peace and prosperity of the city. And he said, pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you prosper. You can want to go anywhere, but if there's troubles where you're at now, you just take the trouble with you. Benny, is this working?
Hello?
So saying that, I just want to remind you of a couple things. Then we're going to participate in communion together today. And I've talked to pastor friends and leaders, and every one of them feels insignificant to do what we're called to do today. But we need to examine ourselves. I want to remind you, Samuel Johnson said, we don't need to learn more as much as we need to be reminded more. So I'm going to remind you of some things today. Can I do that? Number one, you've got to learn to be gracious. Remember to be gracious to one another as God is to you and I. Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm going to be in Ephesians if you want to look in your Bible and that. You should write some of these things down. You should make notes of these. And if you're sitting here thinking, well, I just don't like what he says, you hate one group or the other, get the hate out of you. You're not a believer in Jesus if you're dwelling and allowing hate inside of you. Don't tell me how much you love God and then you say you hate somebody. Come on. This is elementary, my brothers and my sisters. You can't hate and love in the same pot. Light cannot live in darkness, and darkness can't dwell where there's light. Ephesians 4:1, he said, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, I, a prisoner of the Lord, I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called. Well, they're just talking about you, preacher. No, they're talking about every one of us who names the name of Christ. He said, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love. Bearing with one another in love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We're all called to be vessels of this love that God has extended to us in every situation. And it's not always easy, but it is always the right thing to do. And the next time you make up your mind that you're going to respond to somebody in a cruel or in a demeaning way, you need to pause and consider where you have come from. Hard issues never excuse us to mistreat other people or divide us over our preferences, our personalities, our traditions, or our opinions. He says, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, we must show tolerance and love to and with other people. I don't need these spiritual virtues to get along with people that are like me. I need humility, gentleness, patience, tolerance, love. When I encounter people who are not like me. Honey, can I tell your bottle story? What's she going to say to me now? I was reminded of this. She told me yesterday she's taking some bottles back. And the place closed at, 4:30 or something. And 4 o'clock. And she goes in there at 5:02. And she said, she said, there's this man standing there. He says, you know, we close. She goes, well, I'll take him somewhere. No, you can bring him. And he followed her and just began to say, well, we've been working all day, and we like to go home. And they're going on. And she's telling me this, and I'm thinking to myself, this guy is going to hear the wrath of Patty in a minute. So she stops. And she turns around, she goes, I'll take my cans and bottles somewhere else if you don't like them. Oh, no. He says, I'm Italian, I just do that. She goes, well, I just turned 60, and I don't like people talking to me like that. And I want to tell you, she told me that. I thought, honey, you were like that when you were 20, when you were 30, when you were 40. Why did I tell that story? No, I told that story because at the moment, even though the man communicated, he didn't know what he was getting himself into right then. That even at those moments when we want to, it's the time where we need to exercise. And my wife did. I mean, she didn't throw the bag at him. Maybe could have done better. I don't know. I wasn't there. We need the grace and the tolerance when we deal with people who aren't like us. And the man kept on saying, I'm Italian, that's the way I am. I'm Italian, that's the way I am. I'm Italian, that's the way I am. Hey, yo. And she says, I have a lot of friends that are Italians. Okay, babe. Praise the Lord. You need the grace of God in the moments like that when people are just on you. Because you may get upset today, and tomorrow murder may want to come out of your heart and your spirit. And may it not be so. The second thing is, and this is the only way I could say it, you got to sometimes put a gate over your mouth. Let no, Ephesians 4:29, come on, say amen to that today. Let no unwholesome word proceed out of your mouth, but only such a word that is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those that hear, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. When you talk negatively, when you say things that are hateful and hurtful, don't do it. Because when you do, you grieve the Holy Spirit. He said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with the malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving, just as Christ has forgiven you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And difficulties do not excuse you and I from using our lips and our tongues as weapons to tear down or to attack. We have been saved by the grace of God, and receiving God's grace, we should not speak in ways that are disgraceful. Circumstances may tempt you. You may be tempted to lash out at others in anger or to gossip or to tear down people, even to tear down other Christians. But God says, don't you do that. Don't you do that. Don't you let any unwholesome word come out of your mouth. You speak words that build and edify and bring life. You have been, and I have been given the ability, like no one else has, to declare the goodness and the power of God out our lips. And when we say it, when we declare it, it will be so. So speak life, speak hope, speak and build up, never tear down. Come on, you believe that? You ought to clap for Jesus today. And then he said, be the light, not darkness. He said in Ephesians 5:8, you were once in darkness. You were. But now you are the light in the Lord. Live as children of the light. Jesus says in Matthew 5, you are the light of the world. A city that cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and they give light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. You know what? Here is a moment in our lives where we need to be the light of the world. There is darkness that is trying to come in all around. But if I shut the lights off in here and I lit one candle up, it would dispel darkness all around me. But if all of you had a candle to lit, the whole room would dispel the darkness. And that's what he has called us to do into the world. Not for one or two to be the light, but for all of us to light our lights and be the light of the world. And be that light shining brightly on a hill, telling everyone that God loves them. He could help them. He can fix what's wrong in their life. Come on, if you're going to clap for Jesus, don't mess around today. And we can't do it alone. We need one another. I want those who are going to help with communion today, I want you to just come down to the table. One of the greatest phenomenons in the world are the great redwood trees. They grow to 300 feet tall. In fact, the Sierra redwood may contain enough wood to build 45 room homes. One tree can weigh as much as 4,000 tons, large enough so that even a car can drive through. Now, when you receive the cup and the bread today, if you'll hold it, you'll wait, we'll all partake together, okay? These redwood trees need over 100 gallons of water, and much of that is formed by the fog the trees create because they are grouped together. But what is amazing about the trees is that as tall as they are, and as heavy as they are, their root system only goes into the ground about 5 feet. But what keeps them from blowing over when a storm comes is not the depth of the roots, but it's because all their roots are connected one to the other. It doesn't matter how shallow they are, but because they're interconnected with the other trees and the other roots, when the winds blow, when giants attack, when the enemy comes against them, they stand. Because they're interconnected together. And just like the redwoods, you and I need to lock arm in arm in the season and the time that we're in here in life. White, black, Hispanic. I could just go on. Indian, Oriental, whoever. And lock arms together so that no one will fall. I came to this conclusion today, or maybe it was yesterday. You've heard me say, I'm a black man shut up in a white man's suit. You heard me say that? If you haven't, that's who I am. And I always thought, I never seen color. I don't see color at all. If I come up, hang out with a black person, I don't say, oh, they're black and I'm white. I don't see it. And I always thought that was just a great advantage for me. But I come to understand this week, there's an element of disadvantage in that because I haven't never felt some of the pain that they have felt. But I know one thing's for sure. If I lock my arms together, we stand together as one. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do that more. I'm already in the process. I'm going to do some things, and maybe some of you won't like it. Years ago, I don't think there's anybody here. If I had an African-American, if I had Alvin Slaughter come in here, people wouldn't show up. And I just told people after a while, I just remind everybody today, this is not the church for you. If you're anti-African-American or you have a struggle with that, you need to find yourself a nice white church that will cater and make you feel really comfortable. This is not the church for you. Because black people shout at me more, amen me more. They play the organ better than... They can't play the drums better, though. Where's Benny? There's Benny. See? Well, I'll tell you, though, Levi on Thursday night, honey, he's really good. He just is. But we need one another. Come on. I said we need one another. I hope before you leave today, you'll let somebody know that. You know, when we start off the service and Ryan says, go say hi, some of you stand there. You don't want anybody to invade your space. You don't want anybody, you don't want to touch anybody. What's up with that? Be a lover. Did everyone get served? If you didn't, wave your hand at me real high right now. Ecclesiastes 2 are better than one. They can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But if one falls alone, he is in trouble. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. A triple braided cord is not easily broken. We need one another. Jesus, the Bible says, in the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. There's three things I want to tell you before we participate about the cup and the bread. The first thing is we need to look back. When we participate in communion, we look at the cross. If you're here today and you've never given your life to Christ, you need to do that. And I want just your eyes closed, everybody across the house here, just in a moment. If something's up in your life, if you've never given your heart to Christ, you need to do that right now. Because you can't partake in communion unless you've let the shed blood of Jesus from the cross of Calvary touch your life and you experience that forgiveness. Say, Jesus, forgive me. Come into my heart and my life. We remember what he's done. We remember that he paid the penalty for our sin. And he took it upon himself. We remember that today. The second thing is we look ahead. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians 11:26, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. He's coming again. He's coming again. And the third thing is we look within. The Bible says, let a man examine himself. If there's an area in your life that's not right with God, and I like what one of my boys says, if there's anything inside of us, God, that you hate, help to take it out, please. Is there anything inside of you that God hates? I'm not talking about just, you know, comfortable church things right now. I'm talking about that relationship with Jesus. He'll not only help your life, he'll bless your family. He'll give you peace in your home. He'll take the desire out of you to engage in activities and things that will eventually destroy your life. He'll help you with that. He's got all power, all authority. God, we come to you today and we want to say thank you. Jesus said in the night he was betrayed, he took bread, he broke it, blessed it, he gave thanks. He said, this is my body. It's been broken for you. Take, eat it, every one of you. Remember what I've done. Let's partake of the bread, the body of the Lord, together. Thank you, God. In the same way, he took the cup. Praise God. Said, this is my blood. It is the new covenant. It's been shed, poured out to pay for the penalty of your sin and of mine. By his stripes we are healed. The blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. This blood is for you. He took the cup. He said, this is my blood. Drink it. Remember what I've done. Let's partake in the cup of the Lord Jesus this morning. Thank you, Lord. Some of the prayer people, if you'd come to the front right now. Hallelujah. Ryan, come on up here. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, God. We bless you, Lord. It's the beautiful moment in God's house right now. I sense his power and his presence here. For some of you, you're feeling a pull towards heaven today. I just want to encourage you to yield to that. Because as you do, he's going to reveal himself to you in a beautiful and in a powerful way. Some of you need some help in your life, and in the next few moments, I'm going to have Ryan close in prayer. And if you do, I want you just to come down to the front. Let these folks pray with you, pray over you. Two are better than one. Let God help you today. I believe for some of you, it's a brand new beginning today. It's going to bring help and hope and life to you today. Hallelujah. Ryan, go ahead and pray and close, honey.
Thank you, Lord, for your sweet grace and your mercy in your house. Join us together, brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and sons and daughters. All the people, Father, bring us together. Spirit of unity in your house, of togetherness, of love and compassion for one another. When one falls, that we might lend out a hand. One is hurt, that we might lend a hug. Father, let it begin in your house and in your people in this house. Let us be that light. Let us be that influence. Thank you for your house. Thank you for your people, Father. Bless them as they go in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you need prayer, please come down.